Larry Haskell has worked in the county prosecutor's office since 1998, minus a three-year stint in the Air Force following 9/11. He also spent a year working in the U.S. Attorney's Office in Spokane, working as an assistant U.S. attorney. Haskell points to that background as a reason why he's already qualified to hold the position of the new county prosecutor. He contrasts his experience with that of his opponent, Brian Beggs, who Haskell says has mostly worked as a civil rights and personal injury lawyer.
Mr. Beggs works on the periphery of the criminal justice system, and I think he does very good work in the area in which he has the expertise. Mm-hmm. Where he doesn't have the expertise is with the inside of the criminal justice system and knowing the basics of some of the things that we deal with day in and day out. I've got 13 years of doing that. I can step into the job on the first day, and my learning curve is going to be much less steep because I have much less to learn.
In contrast with his opponent, Haskell does not believe there are easy answers for reducing the overcapacity in the Spokane County Jail. Brian Begg says because 83% of the jail inmates are actually awaiting trial, more inmates should be released on an electronic home monitoring program. Haskell disagrees.
Home monitoring is not a panacea. There are people that can commit crimes with an ankle bracelet on, and I made the comment that you can sell a lot of dope out of your house with a bracelet. The bracelet isn't going to monitor that. You can be the fence for stolen property with a bracelet on and that sort of thing.
Larry Haskell also believes that his opponent's notoriety as the attorney for Otto Zim, coupled with his advocacy for the independent oversight of the police department, may put him at a disadvantage.
For Mr. Beggs, he's made a point of showing overall a kind of a cultural distrust of the police. And I think that's going to present him with some handicaps in earning their trust if he were elected.
Haskell says he believes the Otto Zim case showed definite problems in the police department, but that fixes, like the creation of the Use of Force Commission, are helping to correct that situation. On the topic of police oversight, Beggs has stated that in the case of a law enforcement type of shooting death, he might opt to use a state law that says the county prosecutor can call in the state attorney general's office and let them decide whether there is criminal conduct. Haskell says that is a rarely used procedure.
It's mainly designed, or at least fashioned, for those instances where a local prosecutor can't prosecute because of political concerns, or in a large county with like a capital murder case where their budget would be eaten up five times over by the mere proceedings that you have to go through.
We'll have more candidate profiles coming your way over the course of the next few weeks. I'm Steve Jackson reporting.